Thank you, Hilary. Right, now I need to move this a bit, actually. I've got to move this out of the way over here a bit. There we go. There we are. Thanks. Thanks, lovely. Great. Now, I've got a bit of a something to show you now. Going to see if this works. Okay. Okay. Now, this is my friend, Bob. So, I don't know if you're looking at Bob, you might think that maybe there are one or two things that he should have that he hasn't got. Now, can anybody spot something missing? Maybe, Joshua, you can do this. Can you look at the picture? Can you see anything on here on Bob that Bob hasn't got? Can you see anything that you've got that Bob doesn't have? Can anybody see? Oh, Ethan, what can you see?
He's missing an eye.
Do you want to come here and find the eye for me and come and stick it on? It's on the table here. So there you go. There you are. Do you want to? It's a little blue one. Is that all right? Can you stick it on for me? That's it. Yeah, that's it. However you like it. Brilliant. Will it work? Yeah, well done. Okay, anybody else can see? Can you see something that's missing? Can you? Anybody else see something that's missing? Joshua, can you see something that's missing?
No mouth.
No mouth. Yes. What's your name?
Holly.
Holly, come here, Holly. Come and stick his mouth on. Do you want to come and stick his mouth on? There's his mouth. Can you see his mouth? You come and stick his mouth on. Can you reach?
No.
Can you reach up there? You might have to. That's it. Well done. That's his mouth. Good girl. Anybody else? Oh, what's your name?
Annie.
Annie, what can you see that he's missing?
A hand.
A hand. Can you see his hand on there? Can you pick it up and see if you can stick it on? That's it. Ooh. That's it. Good. Good, good, good. Joshua, can you see something at home that he's missing still? Can you see something? What is it?
A leg.
A leg. Great. Well spotted. Somebody else who... Maybe Millie can help me do this. Millie, should we stick this leg on together? Yeah, should we do that? Should we come in? Do you want to come and help me do that here? Should we stick that on? Oh, good girl. Well done. Excellent. There we go. Now he looks... Now he looks a bit like you, doesn't he? He's got all the different bits of him that he needs, hasn't he? Now, sadly, not everybody has everything, but God helps us to adapt if we have things that don't work well, like I have to wear glasses to help me with my eyes. No more. Everything's gone now, isn't it? So why do you think he needs two eyes? What do we use our eyes for? What do we use our eyes for? For seeing. Well done. Okay. So we need all these parts of the body. Oh, you want a sweetie, don't you? Oh, go on then, go and sit down with those sweetie. There you go. And then we'll hide them. No, don't worry. So we know that the whole body works best when we've got everything in place, doesn't it? And it's the same with our church family. When we baptised Millie just now, we welcomed her to be part of our body, part of our church family, because we're like the body, and that's what that reading said that Hilary just read to us, that the church family is like a body, and it needs all of us to work. And we're all different. We all have different gifts and skills, don't we? So if I was to ask somebody what they're good at, Ethan, what's your best thing at school? What's your best subject? What are you good at? Maths. So Ethan is very good at maths. I'm not very good at maths. Who's got something different that they're good at? Holly, what do you like doing at school?
Playing.
That's very good. Joshua, what do you like doing at school? You like playing too. Fantastic. And what about jobs around the house and jobs in church? Who's got jobs? I know what. Phil's got a very important job. He's very good at doing all the sound and making things work here for us. I bet all of you have got different things that you're good at, aren't you? Haven't you? Everybody's good at something. The problem is often we compare ourselves to other people and we think we should be like them, don't we? We think, I'm not as good, so I'm not as good at maths as Phil is. I'm not very good at maths at all. But the thing is, it wouldn't be good if we were all the same, would it? We actually need to be different in order to make up a whole body. And it's the same in our church family. We all need to be using our gifts for God. And I've got four children and they're all very different. I have one son who's very good at maths. I have one who's excellent at sports, would do every single sport. I have one who's very good at making things. And I have a daughter who's very good at art and drawing and all those things. But they're all very different. And it's about working together and using our gifts. And God has made us to be able to use our gifts for him. So it might be that you can draw beautiful pictures to give to people. It might be that you can fix things. But all of the things that we do, we can do for God as well as for ourselves and for other people. And as a church, God has given St. James a vision to be living God's love in our community, in our worship, and in our prayer. And it's really important to use our gifts and skills to be able to do that. And right now, we're starting to set up Growing Hope High Wycombe, which is a charity which is going to be providing free therapy for children with additional needs. And we had to appoint trustees. And we were looking for trustees who had all different gifts and skills to make up our group of trustees so that we could do a really good job of running that trust. And it's the same with lots of things that we want to do with our lives. We know that God sent Jesus to earth to live as a human, to teach his disciples, and to show by example how to love other people. And he also lived and died for us so that all our sins could be forgiven. And then just before he went back up to heaven, he gave his disciples, and that includes us, a job. He said that what I want you to do now is to go and tell other people about me. You can do that by talking to other people, but you can also do that by showing God's love. So when we talk about our vision statement about living God's love, we're trying to be those people who show other people about Jesus by the way that we live our lives. So each of you got a little man when you came in, and I'm afraid I forgot to say this at the beginning for people at home, but if you're at home, I've given out people a little man, so you might like to draw a little man, and so I'm going to give you just a moment now so where you can write on your little man something that you're good at, okay? And then I'm going to give you a bit of time just to ask God, just talk to God in your head and ask him, how can I use this thing that I'm good at for you? How can I use that gift for you? So I'm just going to give you a few moments to write on your little man something that you're good at. We're not always very good at acknowledging the things that we're good at, but it's so important to do it. Because God will have given you gifts. You might not think it's important. It might be about encouraging people or being kind to people, but all those things are really important. Okay, have you done that? So what I'd like you to do is to take your little man home and put him somewhere safe, somewhere where you can look at and think about him and remember the gifts that God has given you and that you are very precious to God. Because sometimes when we have a bad day, we don't really always remember how important we are to God and how much he loves you. In fact, he loves you so much. He created you to be a specific, unique person. And that's what I want you to remember when you take your little man home. So I'm just going to say a prayer for us now. Father God, thank you that you made each one of us unique and special and precious to you. And I pray that you'd help us to use those special gifts you've given us to tell other people and to show other people your love. Amen.